The last one for May 2018, Title 6, Robust Knowledge Requires Both Consensus and Disagreement. Agreement and disagreement, okay? That's, yeah. Discuss this claim with reference to two areas of knowledge, okay? So that means, how should you know that? So basically, if you want to have good knowledge, solid knowledge, you got to have people who disagree, and you got to have people who agree with it. Yeah, that's the question that we have here. And you're going to say, yeah, of course, in the sciences, that's important. You're going to say, well, in the sciences, it's definitely like this, because scientists have to agree on certain things, and scientists also disagree concerning a certain topic, certain theories. Okay? And the question that I have right now is it always the case for the whole area of science, or are there certain areas in science where consensus is more important or where disagreement is more important? Okay? So try again not to answer the question, in arts it's like this, and in science it's like this, and in history it's again like this, but try to find within a discipline, within an area of knowledge, try to find both viewpoints. That's what you have to do anyway, or should do in all of these, okay? For example, in the natural sciences, is it necessary that scientists agree on certain things? You can say, sure. Well, then give me an example, okay? And why this is important for having solid knowledge. I mean, I give you an example right now. Don't come with the world is flat again, okay? But certain theories, there is uniform agreement, the cell theory, okay? I've not heard any serious scientist to doubt the cell theory. Yeah, all living things are made of cells, okay? There is a general agreement on this, okay? Why is this important to have this general agreement on the cell theory, to use a specific example? But you see, if there is too much agreement in the sciences, you do not really falsify then any theories. Aren't you supposed to question theories and doubt them and disagree on certain theories in order to have improvement in the sciences? Because you see, you need both in the sciences. Okay, so write me one paragraph to show where agreement in the sciences is necessary and why is it necessary, and also one paragraph to show that disagreement in the sciences is also very important. As a matter of fact, this whole falsification principle is based on disagreement. You try to prove all theories, other theories false. Now, what about arts? Is it important to agree on certain things in arts? Or is it necessary to have a disagreement? And what could it be that you agree or disagree in arts, in music, for example, in theater? Okay? Is arts really totally free and open? I mean, honestly, if arts were based, if it's completely open without any rules, and disagreement is the highest thing that you can have, and everybody should be different, and everybody should have his or her own artistic style and form of expression, then actually, why do we even study arts? Because when you study something at university, I mean, you're also teaching certain established knowledge. So there is a certain agreement on, I don't know, the rule of thirds, just to give you an example, okay? There is a certain agreement on, I'm playing the guitar right now, okay? There's a certain agreement on how you have to hold the guitar, just to give you a simple example. Is this important? Is this good or bad to have a certain agreement on how you should learn piano? Okay, there are different, schools of thought. There's a certain different approaches on how to teach a music instrument. But even if there are, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 different approaches, there's agreement within those fields, yeah. Otherwise, why would there be a point actually to learn it if there is no agreement? Yeah. So what I would say is the following: find an area of knowledge, a discipline, and ask yourself, what's going to happen if there's too much agreement in that discipline, and if this leads to knowledge which is not robust, whatever that means. What does robust knowledge mean? And an example where this is the opposite the case, okay? I think robust knowledge could mean knowledge that does not change so often, okay? Is it necessary to have people disagreeing before you can have a scientific theory which is solid and which does not change? There's a debate, a fight first among the scientists, okay? And then they agree on something. And that's really important. That's what it claims, but maybe not always. Okay, so that's the whole point. Find your favorite areas of knowledge, your favorite areas of disciplines, and try to find ideas or concepts that where there is much agreement in these fields. Okay, and then ask yourself if this agreement, this consensus, is an advantage or a disadvantage to creating solid knowledge. Okay, and then you also find in the same area you find certain aspects where there is disagreement, where there are people who have different opinions, okay? And then you try to find again examples of how this disagreement can be an advantage or a disadvantage for robust knowledge, okay? So that's basically it. Again, both viewpoints for each discipline or each area of knowledge that you cover, okay? All the best.